The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Alexis is a really good sport about the way you pick on her constantly. Really.
Yeah. I really like her.
I said that on my podcast.
And none of the rest of us picks on her the way you do.
Yeah.
I heard you say that on your podcast.
Really? You got a podcast?
I've had a podcast for a long time. But I like her because she's easy to be around. And that's, to me, that's the benchmark of a good person. Are you difficult? Are you annoying? And she's not. Mm. She's very easy.
Thank you, Riggy. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the feeling sometimes, Riggins, that you don't think I'm easy to be around. Like when you say things like, oh, you are on fire today. Or,
say that.
What is your problem today?
I don't know if I do that. But I definitely say you're on fire. Because sometimes, guess what? You're on fire.
Like yesterday, I kept doing this. Yeah, like with my paper.
You were on fire earlier today.
You
not on the radio.
Pill.
But
said you're being a pill today.
It's a pill.
I've never heard that expression before.
What was I doing?
I don't remember. Oh, earlier today?
Yeah.
We were just having funny conversations behind the scenes early in the show. About some projects we've got.
Yeah. That's fun stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. It was very funny.
What's more annoying, this with the paper stacking or Ace with the pen tap?
Ooh, that's good.
This.
More. Yeah, man.
Why y'all?
I think this.
I'm sitting over here looking.
No, I'm just saying that this, because a lot of people do the pen thing and a lot of people do the paper thing. I think the paper thing may be more annoying because it's got big movements with it.
Yeah. You can't avoid it.
It's like the papers are all wrinkled by the time he's done.
Just smash it at the bottom.
Oh, speaking of, yesterday Rob brought a post-it note in here with important stuff on it and looked like it had been wadded up in his pocket and he decided to write on it.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, I thought that looked like. It was like wrinkled because of sweat.
Like it had doo-doo on it?
Like he had clammy hands.
Did it have doo-doo on it?
No, I wouldn't have gone with that.
So, Riggins, that homeless lady you were talking about on the show earlier, on the regular old show, you've never seen her before?
No.
She a young woman, old woman? You would assume she doesn't have teeth or whatever that she would be older, but you never know. I mean, the homeless lose their teeth at an early age,
right.
I think.
So I would have said in her 50s, but there's a possibility she's probably in her 40s.
Yeah.
I think probably living on the street.
Do you think,
will age you.
Do you think she lives in Tent City right over there behind your place?
She wasn't near that. We were up near kind of the middle of town.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Tent City behind your place.
Well, yeah, that's if you just to be more specific. To clear that up for people. Riggins lives in a high rise at the edge of uptown Charlotte and right by the interstate. And if you go to the other side of the interstate from Riggins' place and up a little bit, there's an area called Tent City now, and it's where a ton of homeless people live in tents.
Like a mini Skid Row.
But why? All of a sudden, there's a tent city. There never has been a tent city before.
Well, for a long time, there have been people living there. Intense. Just the volume of people I think there now is what's gotten it noticed.
We have a lot more homeless.
Yeah, or they just have all moved to that area to live, so to speak. There have always been, I think for a year, there have been people that have been there, but you'll have, you know, four or five tents. Now there's like
a lot.
It looks like 200.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Riggins has Tent City in his pants.
Always.
Hey.
Always.
Pitch to tent city. Look at Riggins pitching a tent city.
Yeah. If you don't have a place to stay tonight, you're welcome to stay here in tent city.
Tent city. Hey.
Lit. I won't promise it'll keep you dry, though.
They're nice tents. You know, you'd think they're just like little lean-tos, but some of them have like 8-person, 10-person tents. I'm like, So who's all in there? Yeah. Is it just you? I mean, if you live in a tent, that would be the tent I would want to live in.
And at nighttime, they have bonfires. They're probably telling stories around the bonfire, singing songs.
Mm-hmm. Man. I remember when we live in Charlotte. And I remember when Charlotte was a good town. I used to love it.
Yeah, it's getting a little sketch. Yeah. A little sketch.
That's so sad. Because this was a great city. Mm. And then you got people pitching tents all over it. I don't want to see a homeless person pitch a tent.
Yeah.
I really don't want to see anybody pitching a tent.
I don't even know how to pitch a tent. I don't even think I could. I think I'm too short.
Have you ever been camping?
No, I want to go.
Riggins, take her camp.
Sure, I like camp.
You were a Boy Scout.
Camping.
I can put up a tent. Start a fire, the whole thing.
You can start a fire? Sure. Okay.
Could you be all Naked and Afraid?
No.
I kind of got back into Naked and Afraid over the weekend. I'm fascinated.
You love that show.
The people are incredible that go on that show.
Yeah.
They spent 21 days in the Everglades in Florida.
Oh, no.
One guy, at one point, they'd been there 14 days. He had taken in a total of 100 calories while he was there because they couldn't find any food. He lost 26 pounds in 21 days.
Whew. Sounds awesome.
Sheesh.
But you know these people have to be weird. Like you,
or the Naked and Afraid people?
Yeah. They have to be weirdos.
Somewhat, maybe. But
I'm, you know, people have said I'm quick to judge, though. That I don't agree with.
Yeah. They all have some form of survival training, obviously.
How do you get survival training? Is there a class you take for that, or they just teach themselves?
Some you can. A lot of them kind of live a little bit more off the grid. They're outdoorsy type. They do a lot of camping, living off the land, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Take survival 101, please.
Yeah. They take you out there. You just get out of the truck, take all your clothes off, meet your new friend, and go to work.
Oh, no.
See, it would be bad enough if you weren't naked.
Yeah, like I don't want to see any of that. Mm,
yeah. Yeah, they never get hot people on there, though.
Yeah, very seldom is there a really attractive person on there.
And and these two people, they don't even know each other.
They don't. Yeah, they meet once they're out in the location.
Do they ever show them getting it on?
No,
you're naked. Don't. I'm naked. If I tripped and fell in you right now, wouldn't be anything we could do about it.
Yeah, they don't show them getting it on.
You know, we'd say it's an accident. Uh oh. Well, we're just generating body heat. That's all we're doing.
I slipped again.
Oh, no.
Oh, you found an aloe vera plant.
Great.
Break it open. What can we use that for?
Yeah.
How is she just sitting there with her bare butt and animals can just crawl up wherever?
Mm-hmm.
Bugs, ants.
Well, because she's probably so depleted of food.
You ever had a monkey in your ass?
The guy the other day had some type of sticker that he picked up in his butt. And they had to, like, he fell backwards or something while they were looking for wood to start the fire and a brush to use to build like a lean-to kind of thing. And they had to call, they have a medical doctor who's on hand because things go wrong all the time. And they had to call him in, and the doctor had to come in and pluck this big thing out of him. And it must have hurt. It was really, because the doctor said, this is bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's been some bad stuff happening, though. There was one, they woke up in the middle of the night, and the guy looked up, and he's whispering to the camera. They have the fire in the middle between the two people, and he's talking about, look at the eyes. And it was like wolves or coyotes or something like that, and there were four sets of eyes that were standing. They're probably 10 feet away, and the lady goes, if the fire goes out, they'll attack us. Don't let the fire go out.
Oh, hell no.
Get out of here.
And poor camera person.
They got people standing out there.
They have their own. They have their own camera at night. They were like a little GoPro.
Okay,
I was like,
the camera person is just there at night.
There have to be people out there, you know, protect them and all. You just can't see because I mean they're not going to open themselves up to a lawsuit like that.
No,
like you know the show, the TV, you know, production company, all of them would get the crap suit out of them if they let my family member get eaten by a wolf.
True.
A wolf.
A wolf. Yeah,
that's called liability.
A jungle wolf.
But the one the other day, that was when the hurricane came through the Everglades, and they had to go get them out. It was the only time I've ever seen them go. They told them, they extracted them and took them to a hotel, but they made them sleep on the floor of a room that had no bed and didn't let them put any clothes on, apparently, because they were wrapped up in those blankets that looked like Reynolds wrap.
They were like, okay, we're going to keep the same vibe.
Yeah.
But you're in a hotel.
And the next morning, when the hurricane had gone through, they were able to navigate over these trees and get them, and took them right back to where they dropped them back off.
That's
again.
Messed
right?
up.
We're back. And we're back.
Kicked them in the ass as they were leaving.
That's right.
No continental breakfast, she added. Yeah. Take a walk.
But yeah, that's not somebody I would have a lot in common with, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you know, they do their thing, and it takes all kinds of people. You know, that's just not a... This is not something that I would really relate to in any way, because I look at that and go, that's the dumbest shit.
Yeah. I don't have the skill set for that. I'm not prepared for that.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
No way. No.
You're confirming that right now?
Yeah. Just in case you thought I was good at it, I'm probably not good at any of those things.
Yeah, it's like everything you think you know. About the, you know, somebody you've known for years and years.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, today, I mean, I've known you since the early 90s, and I just now find out today that you don't have a good survival skill set for the jungle.
I've learned a lot watching the show.
Yeah.
Enough to give it a go for a few days. But
you wouldn't last one day.
I could last a couple days until I got really
to be naked.
Yeah. We should set up a so we can watch it. It's just like at the window.
I just live out there naked in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Go, I wouldn't do it with clothes on, but if you let me be naked, I'll do it.
He can have his robe. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I get my robe. I could be easy in my robe for a couple days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, there's a steer over there. Yeah.
There's a little patch of woods right here between us and the main highway.
Yeah.
And the radio station is not exactly in the safest part of town either. We'd come in and he'd be, I didn't have any problem living outside. It was the damn drug dealers that came by.
Trying to steal my stuff.
I tried to tell them, look at me, I'm in a robe. I can't buy crack.
Y'all come here and I'm just standing out there naked because they stole my robe and my tent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a little fire going. They put that out.
That'd be so funny.
That would be the funniest.
Stand here naked trying to get in the building all night.
Oh, goodness.
Now I'm naked and afraid. Right. I wasn't before.
Didn't start that way.
Like, I wouldn't even go out there in any woods or anything without my shoes on, much less without other clothes.
Especially now. It's cold now.
Mm-hmm. Like, but on this show, if you said, "All right, we're gonna walk through the Everglades," you just got to walk for 5 minutes with no shoes. I'd be like, "Boy, I'm not an animal."
Yeah.
No way.
And they do. And to get to the extraction point on the last day, they have to swim through this down this little river thing. And they go, oh, "Baby crocodiles." And that means mama crocodile's close by. Keep an eye out, or alligator, or whatever. Keep an eye out for her. Like, damn, get out of here.
That could be editing, though.
It could be, but
they could be going down a lazy river at a water park.
But it sure doesn't look like it. It sure does not look like it.
And then all of a sudden, you see that same damn footage that we've seen a million times on every shark documentary with the shark jumping up out of the water.
Yeah.
To get this. Oh my God.
They were in the Everglades. Yeah. It's going to be great white.
Yeah. It does a flip in the air. And
it's dangerous.
Wait a minute. I've seen that. But yeah, you can't watch a show on Shark Week without them showing that footage of that shark going up to get the fake seal.
Yeah. Looks like a semi truck coming out of the water.
Yeah.
That footage on the last Shark Week of the guy where the shark got in the cage with the guy.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
You no, sir.
Can't even go scuba diving. Yeah. Definitely not going to go in a cage with a shark.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a screen all the way around that thing. Forget those bars.
My daughter's boyfriend is that type of, like, that would go do a challenge like Naked and Afraid.
I can
and things
see that.
Like that. He's yeah. really outdoors because he's he was all upset when the COVID hit because he already had it planned and everything where he was going to this place in Florida. I think it was Jupiter, Florida, where you swim with sharks without a cage. And he, you know, he's dying to do stuff like that.
Nope.
We were in the boat one day where we live at the lake. And we were going under this huge bridge. And I think there was a sign up there. Someone said no diving and whatnot. And somebody said, who in the hell would that sign be for? Some idiot would be up there. And he's like, I've jumped off the bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff he likes. And he's weird. So there you go.
Yeah.
He real weird. He would have to be to do that kind of stuff. Because I even said when he said, I'm going to swim with sharks without a cage or anything, I said, well, I thought you were smart because he makes good grades and he's like a year ahead of what he's supposed to be in college and all that stuff. But he got it. That just proves, though, that he's dumb. To go swim with sharks.
No cage.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
Oh, to be young and have no fears.
Man. You know, they say if you don't show them fear, they don't bother you.
It's probably true. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I guess poop in the water. Would let them know that I'm scared.
Yeah, they would literally smell fear.
They'd be like, he had fear for breakfast.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Alexis has a new thing that she does that she found out about her apartment, and it's turned into her new favorite activity. Do you know what I'm talking about that you mentioned that you do?
Yeah.
Tell them what that is.
I started plane watching.
Plane watching?
Yeah, plane watching.
So is your apartment in the line of Charlotte Douglas International Airport flight line?
Yes. So I can see on a clear night, I can see from far away. They look like super shiny bright stars. And if you keep just watching it, it gets closer and closer and closer until they come right overhead. And you can see, like yesterday, I could see the American flag on the airplane that's that close overhead.
Okay, and then... Which is cool, relaxing, something, you know, you like doing.
Yeah.
But then what do you do as it's flying by and you can see it really well?
So I daydream that I could just zap myself into the plane that is overhead.
And go wherever it takes you.
Yeah, wherever it may be going, that's where I'm going to go as well.
Well, it's only going about 4 miles away at the airport. It's landing.
Well, those are going the opposite
way. Where would that plane take me? To Charlotte Douglas International Airport, right?
It would take you closer to work.
I wonder where that plane is going.
Maybe now, 5 minutes up the road.
And when you walk home.
When you're watching this and it's so amazingly cool, is it like toward the end of the night? And you say it has to be completely dark, so it's toward the end of the end of the night or end of the day?
It's like end of the night. Yeah, it has the sun has to be down. Yeah.
Okay, what else has happened before you start watching the planes and wishing you could be zapped up onto one?
Perhaps some extracurricular activities that would make anything enjoyable.
Yeah, all her neighbors here coming from her balcony is the following. I wonder where that was going.
She's full on double rainbow guy.
Yeah.
The cheeky moon.
Cheeky moon.
You better get out of here, man.
Sun's coming up.
Yeah, sun's coming up. Cheeky moon still hanging around. Get out of here, dude. He's going to be here any second, man. You got to get out of here.
I see the flag on the plane, man. It's got a number on it. That's my number. Hey, that's my flight, man.
What if I had cupcakes for hands? It'd be crazy.
Well, it's super fun, and
it costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
Yeah. Well, except for whatever the weed costs.
You know, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan just DM'd and said, if you download, there's an app you can download, and it will tell you where the flights are coming from and going to.
Oh.
So you would know, like, that's the one going to such and such a place.
Yeah, I feel like that might take the fun out of it a little bit.
Yeah. If you sit there watching it get closer and closer and closer and imagine yourself being on the flight and it's, you know, coming in from Newark. Wow. Oh, man. What is that airline y'all always talk about that's so inexpensive?
Spirit.
Spirit. Do they fly out of our home airport of Charlotte?
They do.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I know they fly out of Greensboro, too, I think, because my grandma always flies to Greensboro.
What's the one that flies out of Concord? Allegiant?
Allegiant.
Flies out of Concord?
Yeah. Yeah.
That only goes to Florida, right?
And New Orleans.
It does go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I believe so, but that's the one.
Which one am I choosing?
Yeah. That's the one that Amanda flew out of Concord going to Florida that time, and then I mistakenly thought the plane returned to Concord. And at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night, she landed. I'm texting her going, I can't even figure out how to get in. She's like, plane's on the ground. I said, I've been here. The parking lot's empty. I'm confused. She's like, hey, stupid. I'm at Charlotte Douglas Airport. Oh, okay. Well, by the time you get your luggage, I'll almost be there.
You know, we flew with my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael to Fort Lauderdale on Allegiant. And that was when we got on the plane is when Jenny figured out that the plane didn't have first class. And she said, that's the stupidest effing thing I've ever seen in my life. They shouldn't even make planes without first class. What is this?
I love her.
Everything's a middle seat.
Yeah.
Every seat's a middle seat.
What the F is that?
You paid $75 for the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
But there have been many times, though, when we would fly somewhere together, Jody and I would walk right past them in first class and get back into our coach seat. Jody's like, this flight's only an hour and a half. Damn. But she and her husband drink enough alcohol to make it worthwhile. I mean, they go through stages, and one time they were in a Bloody Mary stage, and they would just drink them back-to-back the whole flight. And then they got on a orange juice and vodka phase, and you know, we used to call that a screwdriver. And so they make their money back. They get it back.
Yeah,
I've made that mistake that. Before.
Tony's like, get your iPad out, watch a movie. We'll be there before you know it.
She's funny.
I upgraded flying to Houston that time because it was like $100 to upgrade to first class. And I'm like, you got a bag free. I was going to pay $25. I was like, yeah, that's like $75 first class. Yes, I'll do that.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they said, I didn't even think of this. She was like, would you like a drink?
Yes.
About six Bloody Marys later, I was passed out on that flight.
Yeah, Jody go, well, maybe so. I mean, if it were a longer flight, if we were going to be on the flight longer, you know, maybe if we were going to Egypt or something. But not just going to Fort Lauderdale or Atlanta.
Yeah.
Definitely not worth it. No. Not to you.
Yeah, really.
Damn.
You should have been like, all right, well, you go sit, coach. I'm flying first class. Yeah.
That'd go over like a fart in a diving helmet, wouldn't it?
We flew coach coming back from Poland, and it was a 12 and a half hour flight from Munich to Charlotte.
And y'all tall as, you probably don't have any room in those seats.
To be
seats.
Fair, the seats were a little, it was a Lufthansa flight, and the seats were a little larger.
Yeah.
Than, it was a more roomy than regular coach, because we were in that middle aisle with four across. But it got a little cramped at times. It was a little tight.
Yeah, I can stretch out. I can put my seat back. I can take a nap.
Yeah, why would you ever fly first class?
It's perfectly comfortable for me.
Yeah, coach is like first class for you. You've got so much room.
Especially if there's no one in the seat next to me, then I put the armrest up. Now all of a sudden I got a bed.
Yeah, just put you in overhead storage. Like a Boston Terrier or something. Just throw you up there.
Yeah. Where can I put my ferret?
Yeah, right. Right up there.
I'm not going to be in the air long enough.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm with her, though. An hour and a half. I don't know.
I fall asleep.
I say that, but anytime if you ever fly first class, like, oh, this is nice up here.
Yeah. I've gone first class twice, and it was like a flex, like, I'm in first class. But that was it.
That's not annoying to the other passengers at all. I'm in first class.
Hey, you guys back there. Ha ha, how does it feel to be poor?
There are times, though, I wish that that it was like it could be a negotiation on the price at the gate. And Jody go up to the gate and go, how much is it? $200 a ticket? How about I give you $5 for both? No. She always comes in with the low insulting bid.
Mm-hmm. They had a weird
sale.
No sale.
No sale. When we flew to Jamaica to get married, we got to the gate and I was asking the lady in Atlanta and I said, hey, any chance there's an upgrade available that I could upgrade my son to fly first class with us? And she said, we're not allowed to do, we don't do upgrades anymore because of COVID. And I was like, what? I don't understand, because I said, just out of curiosity, are there first class seats available? She said, yes. I think that you two are in first class, and there's one other couple in first class. There's like eight first class seats on the four rows of two. And I said, so because of COVID, you don't sell upgrades anymore, even though you have six or whatever it was, four available first class seats. She was, yes, sir. Like, I'm not understanding how this works.
Because once you've been back to the coach area or you've had a coach ticket, then you're dirty.
But he hasn't been back
exactly
yet.
Exactly what it
is. We haven't boarded the flight yet.
They got all the people on coach sitting next to each other, no spaces whatsoever. Yeah.
Turns out the lady was really cool. And my friend Scott, who's a Delta pilot, had come to meet us at the gate and was hanging out talking. He goes, and he tells the lady, hey, you did my flight to Honolulu last week. She's like, oh, yeah, I remember you like 2 days ago or something like that, whatever. So when we got on the plane, we went on and sat down. And when Kate got on, she had slipped him a first class seat, let him ride in first class.
Into his ass. She slipped him.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This
is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Well, hey there. Hey there, y'all.
What's the what was the guy's name, TJ, that had that voice when we were
Pete.
In early in Pete from Smash hey, Alley.
It's Pete from Smash Alley. Where's Ace?
Hell, I don't know.
Tell him Ozzy Osbourne's here.
He had a rock club in Alexandria, Louisiana that lasted about 3 weeks. But maybe more because he didn't pay his bill. But he would always say, we're trying to get Ozzy Osbourne to come in. Dude, Ozzy Osbourne, you're going to have, like, you only hold about 150 people in that place.
We're going to have Cinderella on Friday night and Led Zeppelin on Saturday. We're going to take off Sunday night, let our people go to church. But then Monday, we're opening back up with damn Billy Joel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I swear to God, man. All you got to do is just check the pegboard up there, and it'll tell you who's coming.
A pegboard.
The Motley Crew. We're going to call it Motley Monday.
Smash Alley right there by Late Night. Late Night was the didn't open until midnight.
Oh, scandalous.
You know, after hours club. They didn't sell liquor or anything. You could bring beer and wine, no liquor.
You could bring anything. Yeah.
So people roll in there with kegs, ice chests.
Kegs?
Yeah.
A whole keg?
They didn't care.
Yeah. What?
Place was huge.
What time did it close?
6.
Oh, wow. That's a good amount of partying time. Yeah.
So you could bring Prime your time. Own. It's good old Louisiana law. Open at midnight. At 2 o'clock when the bars emptied out, people would go to late night. And then, they'd show up with a keg, ice chest with a case of beer on ice, alcohol, everything. But you had to buy your mixers there. So you had to buy, like, a Coke to mix with your Jack Daniels. And they'd charge you, like, $25 for a 2-liter Coke or something like that.
Had to make their money somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Which is good for them.
You know, a good excuse for you to just drink it straight.
Yeah, exactly.
But I never understood why they had to bring in all that alcohol when every damn one of them was out of their mind on ecstasy.
Yeah, they sold water.
Yeah, all you need is water. They can bring in beer in there.
It's a bunch of sweaty people in there.
Just and can't stop dancing. Maybe the music stops. They're like dancing on the way out of the club. Come on, man. We got to keep going.
And half
sucking on pacifiers.
Yeah. Half the dance floor bent over, try to catch their breath till the beat drops again. Swim through their shirts.
One thing I remember about the place that was really cool, they had one of those giant lights that was a ball, and it had all the different colors on it. But that ball just rolled around. It was a huge one of those disco lights where it didn't spin. It rolled in a circle, and they could make it go like on a track. And it would go up and down the ceiling over the club. And you talk about, thank goodness I never know what it's like to be on ecstasy.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine what those idiots were thinking when that ball just going all over that place.
And you said that's one of the coolest things you remember?
Yeah, it was really cool. If you had a regular club and you had that in it, it would be cool. But that dirtbag piece of shit club. Yeah.
But the place was laid out well because it had a dance floor, then it had like a level up on each side that came around into a U shape with another section that went up, and it was a huge place in this big warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I think now there's like an air conditioning company or something in it.
Oh, boring. Yeah. Not a vibe
anymore. I don't know. Yeah.
I need to get one of those disco lights for my house that moves around the whole apartment. That would be dope. I
mean, this thing was huge. It'd crash your ceiling.
Or the bathroom's gross.
It was right next. Late Night was right next to the lighthouse, and around and across the highway from those two was Bone Shakers.
Bone Shakers. It was the funk club.
Bone Shakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Bone Shakers. I would have rather been at Bone Shakers.
I bet.
But I don't think they would have welcomed me in there with open arms.
Yeah. Oh no.
No.
Why not? No.
The Lighthouse was the dance slash rock slash little bit of country slash Foxy Boxing Mud Wrestling Oil Wrestling Club.
What? Do all those things happen at the same time?
Yes. Some nights they did. All of those happening at the same time.
Riggins, what was that website you brought up in here that day that was it the Lighthouse Reunion or something? Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah. It was a 20-year Lighthouse Reunion with former employees and staff and people that just enjoyed going all the time. I can find it.
But I wonder if they had it in the original building or they had to have it somewhere else.
I probably had to have it somewhere else, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I feel like we don't have any cool clubs like that in Charlotte where you would go to a reunion.
Highway 28 East. Turn right at the blinking light. The Lighthouse.
Did it have a lighthouse?
No.
It had lights. A lot of lights. It was one of
lights.
Those, yeah, it was one of those with the dance floor that lights up. Like on Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, I like that. Go get my dance on.
No, TJ, they did not have it at the Lighthouse. The official 2020 Lighthouse reunion was held at the Lanyap Theater Event Center, formerly Gigi's Club.
Oh, Gigi's.
Were you guys huge club hoppers back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you there was
for
that's
a short amount.
Yeah.
For a couple of years.
Did you have the clubs that you would go to on specific nights? Like you guys knew that on Thursday you would go to the Lighthouse. Or
well,
on-
you got to remember, though, we were celebrities by this time in the clubs because we were, you know, big-time radio people. Mm-hmm. Knocking down at least $10,000 a year.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. And we would go wherever they weren't going to charge us a cup.
Yeah, of course.
In college, yes. There was only one club that I went to regularly in college, and that was on Wednesday nights because it was $5 all you could drink. Oh. And then on the rest of the time, it was bars that were right there by my apartment.
Did you dance?
A little bit.
Okay.
Every now and then. They throw a slow jam on.
A slow jam.
Yeah, I'd dance with them if they wanted to.
Play another slow jam. This time make it sweet. A slow jam for my baby and for me.
And then in our hometown, I didn't go to the Lighthouse as much. There were two other bars that I would draw. They were kind of, I mean, they had dance floors, but you know, whatever.
Why didn't you go to the Lighthouse as much?
Because it didn't have the word gay in front of bar. He sounded all shady about it, didn't he? Well, I didn't go to, when I was in my hometown, I didn't go to the Lighthouse as much.
I didn't mean it in a shady way.
I went to Silly Sally's, which is actually the name of a gay club in Monroe, Louisiana.
The other two places that we went to were across. They shared a parking lot, so you could go two places at once. Like this place is not happening, we'll walk over here. That kind of thing. And that was more where the people from my town went. There it is.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Riggins pulled up the Lighthouse.
Yeah, he found these old pictures of it there, yeah.
Look at how big.
Well, I can even smell what that place looks like just by looking at the picture.
And you're right. You're right.
I wish I had a time machine and I could go back in time and go find you guys and be like, look, I want to party with y'all.
30,000 square feet was the size of that club.
Hey. Okay. Riggins, let's call that number on the screen.
Wait, go back, Riggins. That was Foxy Boxing. There you go, Alexis. That's some Foxy Boxing. You might see me in a crowd.
Look at these outfits. Oh my goodness, I love it. Who's this girl?
She must have been a birthday girl one night.
Look at her. Yeah. What would be? I think it would be bad if you went back for the reunion. That'd be even worse. I mean, if you used to enjoy it when it was open is one thing, but if you enjoyed it so much that now you want to go back for the reunion 30 years later or whatever it is, damn.
Look at that outfit. Click on that one right above. There you go, Riggins.
Wow.
Whoa.
She's showing a lot. She's
showing a lot of that stomach.
How is there this whole Facebook thing with old pictures and not one of our friend Hollywood?
There may be one in there. I don't know.
There has to be. He has to be in some of these. He was the he had a deal where he would do remote broadcasts from the club. So he was
That's
always
the bar by the door. We're looking at this. Dino Valentino, the Italian stallion.
Who is that guy?
His white leather
outfit.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. He is killing it on the dance floor. You can tell.
What, you say you want to go back in time and go party with us?
Yeah, I'm going to go back in time and find you guys and party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are probably not going to believe me, but I'm from the future. You guys are going to hire me, so.
I'm from 2021.
Came here to see what partying with you guys is like.
There's Hollywood.
There he is right there. Yeah. Look at that.
And this is your friend?
Yeah.
You still talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's our radio mentor.
Oh, the guy that was on the phone the one time.
No, that guy was on the phone with us. That guy was his radio partner for a while. They did a morning show together.
Mm-hmm. Losers.
Losers. What are you saying? He doesn't look like an expert?
You say don't judge a book by its cover.
Wait, did we ever play that thing for you where the guy we used to work with on the radio was doing the thing about the surgical center that had operated on his toe?
No.
Oh, I thought you were in here when we played that that day. Anyway, that was him.
He's got one of those big radio voices. I had a thing with my toe, I don't know, and they fixed it right up here at Regional Medical. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, blast from the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord, there are a lot of pictures on that page.
But you know what? Good for them. There's Mama T, the DJ. It's good for them, though, that something comes like, say, you know what? Let's get together and have a reunion. And then they all go do it, and they enjoy themselves, and they have fun. It's not my cup of tea, but they're not hurting no damn body. It got the name The Fight House, though, later on. Yeah. There's so many fights that went on.
Yeah.
Fight.
Hang on, we got more coming up.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ Button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ Button.
It wasn't until COVID came out that I realized just how many sex, like swinger clubs and parties and orgies and all that people are involved with. But when the COVID hit is when we started getting all the news about them being arrested and shut down because they're breaking COVID restrictions. They had their swinger party or their orgy.
Those people got to have it, man.
Well, there's a restaurant in Brazil. It's just a restaurant. It's not even a club or anything. They got popped for having a swinger party outside of the COVID, breaking the COVID restrictions. And they said they raided that place, and people were just, I mean, it wasn't a swingers party. It was a full-on orgy. What? And people were on top of the table. It's a restaurant. They're on top of the tables, like, going at each other. And,
That's not sanitary.
What do you call it? Yeah, tag teaming and, okay, your turn on this one, swap. You know, all of that stuff. It's just wild. Well, imagine it's Brazil.
Yeah.
One of the most sexual countries they is.
They say. Were they hot? Do they have pictures?
They're probably hot.
I couldn't find any pictures. But you know they were.
And very smooth.
Yeah, you know they're probably hot.
Very smooth.
Very smooth and tan.
Yeah.
They just have a picture of the three guys that I think that own the restaurant. And but no, I didn't find any pictures of the ladies involved. Like, but
if they're Brazilian, they have to be. They don't let them stay.
Well,
what the hell?
You gotta be hot.
Yeah. Did you find the pictures from there?
Or? Yeah, I found one picture, but it's not great.
This is of the restaurant or of the
Wow. Yikes.
Briefs on.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But you can't tell whether they're hot or not. They're all blurred out.
Yeah. Well, I can make a fair assumption that this one is not that good looking.
No, I'm talking about the women.
Yeah.
You know what? It's worth it. Yeah. We're risking, you know, getting arrested and fined and everything. But hey, some people was just meant to swing.
That's right.
It's your life calling.
Looks like that lady was involved with a guy while having just chit chatting with her friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Brazilian restaurant, you know. They're known for all that meat.
All that meat.
All you can eat meat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Turn that little flag.
I'll have you screaming Chima.
I'll put you on a sword.
So the party was reportedly for restaurant staff.
Oh, they're just having a little restaurant party.
Yeah, once the restaurant closed, then they had the
legs open.
Yeah.
Now there's restaurants.
The doors closed. The legs open. That's disgusting.
But then they got to show up to work together the next day.
Yeah, that's awkward.
That's restaurant life, weird, though.
Okay, so it wasn't uncommon, Alexis, for people who co-workers at restaurants to hook up at the end of the shift?
Not at all. That's what happens every day. Really? You get off your shift, you go to some bar, you get drunk, then you go to an after party at someone's house, and everybody ends up hooking up, and then it's just the life.
Then you're just humiliated the next day.
The next day, you're like, why did I do that? Everybody's going to talk about it. Everybody is talking about it.
But then by the next day, it's gone because somebody else has done it.
Yeah.
Have you done it? You hooked up with a guy, you're like, damn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I started working in restaurants when I was 17.
Yeah. Even when you went into a managerial position?
No. I learned my lesson very quick because I had a girl that tried to fire me because I was out with staff members. And one of the guys I was out with, she had a crush on him. And so she got a video recording of me being out there to show the GM of the restaurant. The GM of the restaurant had hired me, and I had worked for him previously. So he was like, I'm just going to show you what this girl tried to do. Try to fire me. So I went and confronted her.
No way.
Yeah. So after that, I didn't go party anymore with staff.
What'd you do? Go up, just give her a purple nurple.
Listen here, bitch.
I was like, listen here.
They should do that.
First of all, I don't want your man.
So what was the embarrassing part? Was it the fact that you did it or the fact that you did it with somebody who was not attractive?
That I mean, at that time was embarrassing, probably not, but yeah, that I did it
and everybody
knew about it. You could never hide anything in restaurants. It's all about gossip.
Yeah. Are they trying to do anything in the restaurant, like while at work and stuff?
It's definitely happened, and I've known about it. I never have.
Nice.
I was always too scared.
Yeah. So it's its own little subculture?
Oh, yeah. The whole service industry is known for partying. And it's one of the industries where you're working with people that are, there's such large age differences. So I was 18, but there was people that were in their late 30s, early 40s that also worked in the same restaurant, and they would come out and party. So you're partying with people that are way older than you, way younger than you. It's crazy. Yeah.
I never knew that. So, you know, while I'm sending my order back because the steak is not cooked enough, they're just planning on who they're going to hump up next in the back.
Exactly what's going on.
Man, that sounds kind of trash.
Yep.
Does it make any difference the level of the restaurant? Does it happen more or less in any type of restaurant or, you know,
no.
Nice or not so nice, anything like that?
Some of the nicer restaurants in Charlotte have had the most drama when it comes to stuff like that. Because you have more money coming in as the server. So you got more money coming in, then there's more money to party.
So what about the day shift? I mean, do they? If you work on the day shift, you don't do that. Hey, look, we're getting off at 2. Let's go hump. Y'all want to have a server orgy at 2 this afternoon?
Broad daylight.
No, can't do it here in the restaurant. We're going to have to go to somebody's house. Yeah.
Not do that. No, the day servers usually are known for being, they're not, they don't party. It's like a second job, or there's kids that are in college, and they're just so it's different.
No, so they're losers.
They're losers.
But when the A team comes in, it's all about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what is the highest number of guys you've been with on one staff? Like if you go in for your shift and you look around, do a quick scan of the room, and there are three guys working in there, and you've been with all three of them.
I'm trying to think.
How does that make you feel?
I was at one restaurant for 5 years, and I think there was probably about six guys that I had. But in 5 years, that's not a lot.
In the same building.
Yeah, in the same room at the same time. Yeah, that's a lot.
What's the most number of men you've been, what's the most number of men in a room where you've been in the room that you've had sex with?
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Six. I went to
yeah, after that reaction.
They were all in the same room?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they're all in the same room.
They're coworkers.
Yeah. I thought you meant like over the course of time, but at one time they were all in the same room.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a large staff.
Yeah, I mean, longevity.
I mean, yeah, I used to be wild. Yeah. So, and Charlotte too. Charlotte is small, so everybody knows if you work in the industry or if you, you know, go out a lot, everybody knows everything. So there's a bar in Charlotte that on Sundays used to be super packed. It was known for being packed. Everybody would go watch football. And every time I went, always did not fail. There was always someone I had hooked up with at some point in my life there. More than one person usually.
Yeah, but I mean, you could probably do that in a restaurant in Grand Central Station.
It's going to be
yeah, couple. You go in there and he's like, oh, hey, what's up, Charles?
What up?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in a Wendy's in Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at the how you been.
Let me get the Baconator.
Oh. I was wild.
Were you?
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Just
so six coworkers.
Yeah.
Were those the only six guys on staff? I mean, was it
no.
Like, was it like a strike?
It was a large staff.
Like when you're bowling, you got all the pins knocked down.
There's one guy left on me.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Some from the kitchen, some from front of house, staff, servers, you know, bartenders. Oh.
Based on numbers alone, she's hooked up with one of us. It's just a numbers game at this point. So who was it?
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so did they all know? I mean, does everybody know that everybody was like, so if anybody else go, oh, yeah, Alexis is hooked up with him.
Yeah.
Or him.
That's how it is. It's horrible. Everybody knows everything.
Or Alexis, he's trying to hook up with me. Should I do it? I mean, was it okay? That kind of stuff? Was it like that?
No one would ever ask, hey, can I hook up with him if it's okay? It was just...
No. I mean, like, get your rating of his performance.
Oh, no. But everybody would talk about it. Everybody knew, because guys obviously don't know how to keep their mouths closed.
Oh, yeah, and guys don't.
They, right? Well, yeah, they don't. If I wasn't telling anybody, who else was telling somebody the other party?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's crazy. Lots and lots of drama in restaurants.
Riggins could hook up with Katie Couric and not tell anybody about it.
I believe that.
Because then this happens.
Yeah.
It becomes an inquisition. Yeah. I'm not
But I mean, you would tell nobody, not just us. You wouldn't tell anybody.
I would never, that was never me to brag about anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, many of them were nothing to brag about.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell y'all this. I've hooked up with that Jody chick.
Ooh, she's fun.
Mm-hmm. She is fun.
Was she crazy?
No.
No.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. with locations in Charlotte and Cornelius. Find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.